two periods, so how are you going to lock that team?
You know, I can't say about locking them down, but what I can say is that we were able to get to our game. You know, we talked about that right from the start, making sure that we knew we were going to have to go out and execute. I thought we did that. I thought D-man got the puck up quickly to the forwards' hands, and I thought the forwards put pucks in places that we could, you know, establish our forecheck and our offensive zone play. Obviously, grabbing the lead was big, but I felt like for the most part, we didn't back off on that. Yeah, well, you know what? That's something we talked about. I thought it was a really good first game for Steiner. I thought that as the game went on, he got better and better. You know, they really set up that second goal for us too. You know, they started off with a great shift in the offensive zone, then Brodsey's line came out, and that's what allowed Schwartzy to get in kind of all alone. Great play by Jake to move that puck, to snap that puck up. But I thought Steiner did a great job. But like you said, you know, all of a sudden we got a little bit stronger. I thought the third and fourth lines brought us a lot of energy and momentum tonight. That's probably Yaskin's best game of the season tonight. So you can see that, like, you know, that everyone kind of got shuffled maybe down a spot. That doesn't mean we expect less of them. It's quite the opposite. They still need to go out there and perform, and I think that having Steiner back gave them a good chance to do that. Well, he's playing for me at the level, or, you know, maybe a little bit above of what he played in the playoffs last year. So I'm not surprised. You know, this is a guy that's hitting his prime. You know, and I think he's, you know, in the last probably a year or so, he's just even starting to scratch the surface to realize what, you know, how good he can be. You know, what I like about, and what I think about good players is they can impact different types of games in different ways. And he can do it defensively. He can do it. You see him on the penalty kill. You see him, you know, in every key defensive situation. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a rush game, if it's an offensive zone game, if we're playing a team that plays real tight. You know, if it's more of a rush, you know, back and forth game, he finds a way to be involved against any of those teams. And that's a sign of a good player.
Kind of takes your breath away when you see him crumpled on the ice.
Yeah, that was tough to see. That was nerve wracking for sure. But obviously he's a pretty good competitor. We got word that we felt that he was going to be okay, and obviously went through the protocol, and good to have him back.
You talk a lot about being impressed with Tarasenko through camp and these games and tonight.
Yeah.
Overall games?
I thought that was, you know, for me, it's been building. Tampa Bay was arguably maybe his best game of the season for 60 minutes. And then tonight was a different level. When you see him, you know, obviously the first thing you always think about is his shot, but when you see him getting involved in the forecheck and creating turnovers, getting scoring chances because of that, he's a smart player. Like he can read the play, he can get a stick on pucks and create turnovers, and obviously that leads to offense. So I think that was probably his best 60-minute game.
You said it's a higher level than the Tampa Bay.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
Tarasenko got the goal out of stealing the puck and spinning around, but yeah. It seemed as a whole you guys were able to steal a lot of pucks tonight. Was that a concerted effort, or was just the opportunity was there and capitalized?
That's always a concerted effort for us. That's part of our identity. I think that's when we're at our best, is when we're – I think that we were physical in the game. I thought we set the tone right off the hop, and we have to do that. And I thought that we got in on the forecheck. Part of it is executing to be able to get to that game and putting in pucks in places where you can get them back. But obviously I think that we've got guys that can get in quickly and arrive on the body and you know, through the course of a hockey game, that's obviously going to lead to a lot of momentum, a lot of turnovers, and a lot of offense from that.
So confidence there from Brodziak not to pass to Tarasenko?
Yeah, I think he tried everything he could to get it over to him, but they were not going to let that happen. So good decision to shoot that puck. Great shot.
Did Tarasenko get an assist on that? He didn't touch it.
Yeah, you can call the league on that one.
Mike, if you take the opponent out of the equation, the way you guys played in the first couple of periods, you talked about your identity.
Yeah.
At this stage, is that about as good as you guys can go?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're getting closer and closer. I wish that, you know, we could have stayed out of the box in the third period just to give us a you know, and obviously that's part of it, is we have to stay out of the box in that third period, because I think we had an opportunity to play our most complete game You know, playing against a team like that helps sharpen you. There's no question. So now I'm anxious to see if we can get right back on top of it tomorrow. But I would say that for, you know, we're seven games into the season. You look at the Tampa game, and there was large parts of that game that looked right, but there is a, you know, a lull that cost us the game, and I think that we're getting closer to being more complete in our game. But there are still some opportunities tonight that I felt that we let them off the hook, so we'll keep pushing and trying to get better here.
Mike, on a personal note, your 200th career win, can you allow yourself to enjoy that?
Yeah, only about 3,000 more to catch Hitch. Yeah, well, I think it's big. I talked, you know, about this last time. Whenever you go out on the road, it's nice to get the win when you're playing a home game. But for us, I mean, we talked a lot about the rivalry. We know that we're going to be battling with these guys all year. You've got, when you're playing these division opponents, it's always nice to set the tone for the series that you're going to have against them through the course of the season. You know, hopefully the next time we play them, they'll remember us, and they'll expect an uncomfortable game.
Back today, and were you aware of the ovation that,
yeah, I did. I was joining in on it. It's awesome to see him back. I love Edzo. I was really fortunate to be able to work with him when I was in the Pittsburgh's farm team when he was the head coach there, and nothing but a first class guy. You know, even though I was a little nothing coach in the minors, he treated me like he was like I was a member of his staff, and I have nothing but respect for him.
And talk about the process over the course of the season, but how do you define or articulate the process within the context of a single game?
Yeah, that's a good point for us. It's and that was part of the message before the game. It's easy to get you come into a game like this, especially, and obviously we know and we want to win, and you feel that you need to win. Sometimes you get caught up in so much in that something that happens, whether it's good, whether it's bad, could unravel you. We just try to stay in the moment, you know. And I find that's when we stay aggressive, and I feel how we were able to build a lead tonight. We've got certain things that we have to. Inside our locker room have to be part of who we are. And when we do those things, then that's the game that we're talking about. And when we do it, we're effective.
Mike,